Welcome to the Homeschool High School Podcast, brought to you by Seven Sisters Homeschool.com and the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network. I'm Vicki, and I am so excited today because I get a chance to meet a young person who has done something really cool. So this is Sophia Errico, and I'm so glad to meet you because I heard all about you from my daughter-in-law, Carrie, who's one of your teachers. So you know what Sophia did, everyone? She wrote a book, and it is published, and it's a really cool book. So to be a young person and have gone through the whole writing process of writing a book and worked on it long and hard enough that it's exciting and people said, yes, we got to publish this thing. And it is to be found on Amazon. So we're going to talk about all that. So Sophia, would you say hello to everyone and tell us about homeschooling and you, like, how'd you get started? How do you like homeschooling and all that? Just whatever you feel like talking about homeschooling.
Okay, well, hello. Okay. And as for homeschooling, I like it a lot now. At first, it was a big adjustment, you know, because I was in public school up to fifth grade. And then, you know, in 2020, everything shut down. And I had to have my fifth grade graduation online. So it was just a big adjustment after my parents decided just to let me be homeschooled because that was probably the better option.
Yeah, so you had been schooling all your life until the pandemic hit, and then you are doing homeschooling by choice, like your parents said, hey, we're just going to keep this up now. So what about homeschooling do you like at this point? What's the good part? And there's always some irritating parts. Like for my kids, it was math. What are the good parts of homeschooling for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I would say math is the irritating part, no matter if you're in public school or homeschool. But the best part about homeschooling, I would say, is just, you know, I am given my assignments by my mom, and it's not, you know, like a whole 7-hour thing like school is. You know, you sit there and you have to go from class to class. Homeschooling is a lot easier, and I usually find myself finishing a lot earlier, like sometimes at 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
I have a lot of time to work on my writing that way. So it's really helpful in that aspect.
So you get to spend time doing something that is meaningful to you. Yeah. Now, so tell me how you got connected with Miss Carrie.
Well, that was just last year, like around this time, you know, maybe late September. And my mom decided that since I wasn't really doing anything, just, you know, homeschooling and just always being on the computer alone by myself, it would be a pretty good experience to share my writing with other people. And at first, the class was full. I mean, I guess you could say it was full. It was me plus two other kids. But then eventually the two other kids dropped out and then it was just me.
Oh my goodness. So then you had one-on-one. Yeah. And so it was like a book writers group, right? Like y'all were in a writers group with Carrie and y'all would bring what you were writing and share it with each other. And kind of like a real writers group. that's what you do.
Yeah. So I would read aloud and then get feedback from the two other kids and Miss Carrie. And it was really helpful just to, you know, hear what other people's opinion of my writing was. Like when I heard all of the, like such nice comments, I was like, wow, you know, people really do like it. So,
How did you, so the book you wrote is called The Treehouse and we're going to put links to that on Amazon for folks to get it because it's a good book. It is a nicely written book and a good story and meaningful. So it's called The Treehouse. So how did you get the idea for the book?
Well, I started writing it like around this time in August last year. And it actually took me only 2 months to write the whole thing. And it wound up being like over 200 pages. I never wrote a book that long before, but I didn't want it to be that long because I thought it was too long for the audience I was going for. So I started off writing it. Actually, how I start off writing a lot of things, at least how I used to, like now I have more of an idea of what I'm going to write before I write it. But I used to just write just for the sake of writing because I was sort of just bored and I just wanted to write. So that's just how it started. And I came up with the title, and then I just started writing, and I didn't stop.
How did you learn how to put the story together? Like, was that just kind of you just knew, or did you get some of that from a class or in your work in your writer's group there with Carrie?
Usually it just, you know, it just comes along. Like, as I write, the ideas just come out, and then sometimes they stop for a while, writer's block, and then they go again, and then they just keep on flowing. And I would say the process of writing The Treehouse was actually pretty good. Like, I didn't really find myself stuck all that much. It was the editing process where sometimes I found myself stuck on how to rewrite certain parts.
Now, how would you know which parts to edit?
Well, that was, first of all, thanks to my editor who pointed out a lot of things. And, of course, Miss Carrie, who helps, like, all the time whenever I read. She gives me great suggestions. So, yeah, and then other parts are just reading it to myself again after learning more about writing and realizing that's actually not a well-structured sentence, you know. That doesn't really make sense in contrast with the rest of the story. So I would say it's definitely a combination of other people's comments and just my own knowledge of writing as it goes along.
And so really is you wrote the story, but then you did a lot of work on the story with editors and your writing group and Miss Carrie. And so it was like any good book is not a one time through and it's done. You had things that you would rewrite, like a sentence, because it could be a better sentence. But also there were things in the story maybe you changed a little bit as you got feedback.
There were entire chapters I got rid of. I rewrote things. They were like some parts in the story that are just so completely different from the original. Like they could actually be, you know, put out there as two different stories and people would kind of, you know that they were similar, but they're also very different in a lot of ways. And I'm much happier with the way it turned out than the way it started.
Yeah, so really is what you did is you handled the writing process very wisely. And, you know, a good book, a well-written book has a lot of voices in it. You know, the author does, but there's editors, there's readers, you know, there's usually groups. And so you did exactly what a good writer does. That's a really good process. So how did you choose the characters? Because the characters are three boys, and there's one boy, and his name is Chris, right?
Yes.
And he had the goal to be nice, which is a nice goal. You know, we want to be good people. And then a new boy comes in and changes the dynamic, kind of steals his best friend.
Yes.
And then Chris finds out he's being left out. Like, this is a human problem. This happens with grown-ups, you know. This happens with young people. So how did you choose your characters? Like, tell me about that.
You know, I'm a huge fan of classic TV shows, and I'm always watching and getting ideas and inspiration. So a huge part of that was I started watching Leave It to Beaver for the first time, and I became absolutely enamored with the show. And eventually I thought about Chris almost like the main character Beaver, sort of like, you know, getting into trouble, except in the treehouse he's trying to be better. So yeah, that was how I came up with Chris. And a lot of it is also just inspired by my own experiences in school. You know, I mean, as a girl, obviously it's a little bit different. So I had to change it, like, you know, there wouldn't be a tug of war over Chris's friend, because boys don't really do that. But that's the good thing about having gone to school. So I pull a few things out of my own experience.
Yeah, and I imagine any young person who's been around, you know, as a traditional school setting or any place where there's a group of young people, there will be that dynamic of how friendships get tough and what you do with that. And so would you say if someone was reading the book that they would feel encouraged by the end of the story?
Well, it leaves off as a cliffhanger for a second book. So I guess, well,
That was a trick question. Like when people are reading the book, they feel, and you know, I was telling Sophia earlier, as soon as I found out about the book, I ordered it and it hasn't come yet. So I just have the description. But usually with a book that's about human dynamics is they start working through, or the main character will work through his problems. Mm-hmm. And so even if you have a cliffhanger, he's learned something already.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. All right. So when you wrote the book, and you would get feedback, you know, like from your editor, from the writer's group, from Miss Carrie. How did that feel to you? Like that, were you the kind of person who goes, oh, that's interesting, I'm going to do that? Or, oh, dear, they don't like my book. Like, how did it feel to you?
No. I mean, I used to be that way. But uh-huh. After a while, I realized that's not a good way to be, because when you want to better yourself as a writer, you have to listen to other people and their mm-hmm. suggestions. Even if their suggestions aren't as helpful, like the sentence sucks, you know, uh-huh. you should at least just try to think about it in a new way without getting a complex. So I would always take the suggestions wholeheartedly and really try to, you know, better the story.
You know, you're a very wise person. Because that's a skill if you're going to be a writer or just about anything in life, is you got to be able to listen to input and not be insulted by it, you know, to yeah. take what's good and, you know, ignore something that wasn't helpful, like that sucks,
yeah.
you know, to take what's good out of it. Have you thought about if writing is going to be something that you'll be interested in for the future? Do you want to keep writing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've been interested in it probably since I came out of the womb.
So you're a born writer. Yeah. So this is your first publication.
Yes.
And it will be just the first of many then.
Yeah.
So are you already writing the next book?
I started writing the sequel, then I stopped for a while. I've been working on another series of books since, for a few months now. And I've already started writing, like at least maybe 15 of them. But there are a few I might scrap, a few I might change around. But I think it's just good to get the ideas out there.
That's good. Yeah. So you keep kind of the project filed, kind of, you know, like I'm... Yeah. Might get back to this in a while, and I'm working on this one right now.
Just before I came on, I've been working on one story in that series, like, all day. I started yesterday. And, yeah, I just think the great thing about being a kid author is that you just have lots of time to work on the story, you know. Mm-hmm. Grown-ups have work, and they have bills if they're, you know, living in their own place, and if they're married, they have kids, they have chores, lots of things to do. And for a kid, it's just a lot easier. So I'm glad I got started now so that I could already have, you know, some good traction on writing.
Yeah, and the cool thing about homeschooling is you can get the lessons out of the way and yeah. have more time for writing mm-hmm. as opposed to sitting in a traditional classroom for 7 or 8 hours a day. So it worked out, even though homeschooling was a little weird to start with, it turned out to be a good thing for developing your talents.
Yeah. I mean, I say I really don't think that I would have been able to write The Treehouse, let alone publish it, had I been in school. I probably wouldn't even have come up with the idea, because I'd just be so busy with homework and friends and mm-hmm. different things. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Sophia, tell people how to find the book on Amazon. So they're going to look for what?
Well, they would look for The Treehouse by Sophia Errico, and that's all. It's not like you have to put in all sorts of different keywords or different things to find it.
So spell your last name for folks who are just listening, because we'll put the links in the show notes, but some people are driving and you know, they might hand the phone over to their kid and they go to Amazon. So spell your last name.
Well, I'm actually going to spell my first name, too, because it's a different spelling. It's not F. It's Sophia Errico. So that's Sophia Errico.
Yeah. So the book is The Treehouse. And so you can download a copy of it and read it. Or it's coming in mail. It's a real book. Like, it's not a PDF.
I like tangible books.
I love the feel of a book in the hand. Yes. So, and then, you know, you may be inspiring, Sophia, you may be inspiring other young writers because look, Sophia can do it and she has the confidence. I can do it too. And you know how to do it well now is you keep your ideas, you keep working on your ideas, but also you get a team, you get a writer's group, you get a mentor or a tutor like Miss Carrie, get editors. So, and have a team to work on it and do the kind of growing that makes a great book. So that is really good work. So, okay. Anything else that you would like to say today?
In terms of maybe advice to give to anyone else considering being an author and they're a kid too, just don't be afraid to put your work out there. Don't be afraid to show other people outside your family and really take their feedback, like I said. But also, you know, I think that too many people say, when I grow up, you know, I'm going to do this when I grow up. If you're good at something right now, you know, I mean, if you read other books on your shelf and you see that your writing is just as good as that, just go for it. You know, there's no reason to wait.
That is a wonderful piece of advice. I really appreciate that, Sophia. Would you, okay, little plug here. Would you recommend other young authors working with teachers like Miss Carrie?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yes. So little plug for a daughter-in-law. So I'll put links to her where you can connect there too. Okay. Well, Sophia, thank you for joining us today. And we're going to put links in the show notes so everybody can easily find your book on Amazon. And I think you're going to inspire lots of other young authors. And not only that, they'll just like reading your book. So yeah. So thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. And I was so happy that I got the opportunity to join.
Me too. Me too. So this has been the Homeschool High School Podcast, brought to you by Seven Sisters Homeschool.com and the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network. Thank you to Sophia and her parents for arranging this, and thank you to Seth Tillman for editing, and we will talk to you all next week.